Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Morning, everybody. Today's Friday, October 7th, and we're here.
I'm here as well.
You're here. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you.
It would be half a show if you weren't here.
That's right. You could only hear it in one ear.
There you go. You see? So it would be boring. You have to hear my voice all hour.
Get
out. We don't want to work with that one. So a great show for you today. We don't have a guest. Actually, we will. We probably will. The guy that works in the building, Casey Gale, is going to have a new show.
Ooh.
A new radio show starting tonight.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So he's really excited. I mean, he's been like working with us and stuff for a long time, taking care of us here in the building. And a friend of the station, by all means.
Nice.
So he's going to start his show, and he'll probably come in for a few minutes, and you'll see how much fun he is.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
So you don't see him a lot because you don't park in the building.
No, but he always, when I walk by, he always tells me I'm really funny.
Really?
And I just go, I know. So rude. No, he thinks I'm very funny, and I'm like, thank God someone's listening.
That's true.
That's very
nice. Yeah. No, he...
It's nice to see someone
funny
that listens, because you don't know.
Yeah. No, that's true, you know, but yeah. You never know who's out there listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we got to give a shout out to Kelly.
Yes.
Who is 48 and looks like Sandra Bullock.
Woo-hoo!
And definitely has me interested
mm-hmm.
now. So there you go, Kelly.
The feelers are out. What if the whole time it was someone listening that was your mate? She also, let's be more important, what did she really write?
Right.
What was the more important part of this email?
Oh, okay. Well, she always corrects me on things.
That's right.
Yeah, right. So I guess I was wrong about the right and left brain. So, and you were right,
I
stand corrected.
Thank
there.
You. Kelly,
the, right.
Snaps for you.
The right side is definitely the creative, more artistic side, and the left is the more logical, rational.
Then I must have been dropped on my head on the left side.
Right?
I mean, honestly.
Don't know, man. I think you're both, you
maybe.
Know?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I find myself sometimes with this inner conflict between the creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to do something, and then your rational side says it's stupid. Don't do it.
No, it's hard. You're harder in your head.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Some people are more firmly set in their ways. You know, and then they just, I'm going to be an actor no matter what.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna get a day job.
Right. Well, that's kind of lazy.
Right? So that's too creative.
That's kind of lazy. I don't think that's creative. That's just lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, we wish anyone listening in Florida, we hope they're well.
Yes.
Or anyone in the path of Mr. Hurricane Matthew.
Wow.
Very scary stuff.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, did you see this? I mean, what they're showing like pieces of metal flying around.
Check this out. This is, I know you guys can't see, but it's the cover of the New York Times. No one's really discussing this. Haiti has already lost 265 people.
Wow.
It's and
been
no
raised,
one,
huh?
And, yeah, it's been raised.
That,
and no one, that's
is
Haiti.
Is that a picture of Haiti?
Yeah, and it's like interesting because Facebook usually has like a Pray for France flag. They have nothing for Haiti
in this
Hurricane Matthew. So people were like, where's the Haitian flag?
Right.
So Haiti cannot get a break, man.
No, huh? Wow.
They cannot get a break. So this was really devastating to Haiti in particular. So over 200 people died already.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's probably because they don't have good shelters there either.
Oh my God,
you
they
know?
Just got over a huge earthquake. They just got, I mean, they were building on sticks and then this came through.
Right.
I mean, it's a really hard, and no one's really discussing it. So I was glad to see the New York Times.
Yeah.
At least showed its roofs. If you don't know, it's an aerial view of houses with their roofs just off.
Right.
Hundreds and
everything
hundreds and
is
hundreds.
Gone,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, these are like 140 mile per hour winds.
I know.
You know?
It's insane.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And there was something on Facebook. They're showing this reporter, battling the weather and stuff. And suddenly a stop sign just flies across and hits her.
That's God telling her to stop doing what she's doing.
I mean, who knows what happened to her?
Oh, my God. I hope
it
she's
went
well.
So
oh
fast
God.
Across the screen
oh
and
God.
She disappeared.
Oh, my God.
Screen.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it was a close-up. So you just see like a stop sign.
Oh,
bam.
Oh, no.
She's gone
you
off
You know,
camera.
Honestly, when they do make those reporters go out in their windbreakers and stand
right?
up right by the ocean and they're like, the winds are coming in. And I'm like, what are they doing?
I know. I'm not even going to last here 2 minutes.
Yeah, like, get out of there. get out of there. But no, it's dangerous. Well, the funny thing is the governor has not allowed people to delay their voter registration or vote.
So because of
the hurricane. So even if you can't get back, too bad, which I think is outrageous, but whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he a Democrat? Or
no, he's Rick Scott. He's a Republican.
If you disagree with him, he's got to be a Republican.
Oh, I disagree with some Democrats.
Like who?
Okay, I'm trying to think. Hold on. Let me think.
It's okay. You can come back.
I think Al Gore was kind of boring.
Oh, wow. That's a real put down.
Okay. Bill Clinton's Don't Ask, Don't Tell was a phenomenal disaster.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. There you go.
Score one. The war on drugs, which was, you know, a very... It's almost started with the Reagans. But honestly, that was terrible.
Yeah,
so there you go.
It still is. Yeah. The war on drugs. Thank you. Yeah.
So there you go.
It's not getting anywhere.
No.
I was talking to some people yesterday about whether marijuana was going to be legalized here. And some people are saying it may not, you know. So the thing is this. I mean, look, you can tell by the mood in California that people want it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they write the bill in a shitty way,
right.
It doesn't
the amendments.
Pass.
Yeah, you got to read that bill. The other thing is it you have to look out. It's L.A. is very, Southern California is very marijuana friendly.
Right.
But Central California is not.
I don't know about that. Look, Northern California
Northern is.
Right.
Southern
but
is.
But Central is just not, they're not open about it.
That's right. And
yeah.
But that has been the stop for Californians in the past, is that
probably,
area
yeah,
in the middle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the North and South have it down.
Yeah. Tell them to smoke a joint.
Jesus,
and vote,
right?
Vote
my
for
God.
It. For crying out loud.
Good Lord.
I'm telling you. But the North is full of...
Humboldt?
Humboldt Woo. County.
My God.
Yeah.
It's like Mecca.
I know. My daughter went to school there, and she says it's beautiful, but...
It's gorgeous.
But she didn't enjoy the weed there, so...
She didn't?
No, she wasn't into it, so...
How could you go to Humboldt and not want to...
Right?
Weed?
Yeah, I know.
That's like going to Alaska and be like, I don't like the cold.
I know. Well, what a reputation that place has. You know?
Seriously, but it's a great reputation because it's going to be the Mecca and the forefront of this industry.
Right.
Why not?
I know. But people are traveling to Colorado
to
smoke, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Recreational. And I told you the surplus is now going to the homeless.
Right.
That's fantastic. There's nothing bad about that. It's a win-win for absolutely everybody.
I know. And someone said it was like... $2 billion, $20 billion.
No,
they
I think
made
like,
in taxes.
Oh
more
yeah,
than
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on.
So yeah, come on, people. You know, wake up. You know, you don't have to be a criminal to smoke a joint, for crying out loud.
I agree. And in another news, Trump has made history.
Oh.
Yes, he is
what
the
has he done?
First presidential candidate with zero newspaper endorsements.
Wow.
Not a single newspaper.
Wow.
Republican, Democrat,
yeah.
Either conservative,
not only that,
nothing, zero,
but zip. But you know that USA Today would never endorse anybody,
yes.
And this time they actually made their opinion that they are not endorsing Trump, and they're encouraging people to vote against him.
Yeah, how about the Dallas like Morning Star, like deep in Texas, saying they are for Hillary?
Really?
That's the Arizona Republic newspaper.
Yeah.
So he's making history with zero, 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 zero.
There's
again.
No way he's going to win.
No, I mean,
it's just
terrible.
A joke. We're going to look back at this and say,
I was just
how
thinking
could we
that.
Even consider?
So this is my question. I wonder, and you guys tweet me or Facebook us or email us, why wouldn't Hillary say the following while she's on the, you know, in the town hall, and look out to people and say, in 10 years, if you vote for Donald Trump, how embarrassing will that be for your children and your grandchildren to know that you, and I think that's really cogent and like a smart argument. How embarrassing in the future is it to look back and say, I voted for Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's if it's certain that he will do badly.
It's certain.
You
it
think
is.
It's certain?
Oh my God.
It's pretty certain, right?
He just made fun of them trying to tell him he should prepare for the debate. And he's like, I'm not preparing for the debate. I'm like, this is going to be good.
Right, exactly. No, he's just a clown. Man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of clowns, have you seen the new thing?
I don't know what that's about. Tell
okay,
me,
so,
what's going on with clowns?
So we all know no one likes a clown at night. Zero people like a clown. It's not funny. It's not cool. No one likes it. So recently, these clown sightings have popped up of people wearing full clown suits at night and scaring them. Some people had like a butter knife and sliced someone. So now it's caught on in a copycat situation. So like in California now, like they were out and they found clowns. And like, it's like, really? Like, there's a meme going around that, like, I heard 2016 was crazy, and then it said, God, send in the clowns.
Yeah.
It's like, we're already so shitty this year. Like, we have to have clowns scary people. So it's not good.
Yeah, that's true. I don't see the fear from clowns.
You
but
would if you were driving and a clown jumped out of the road.
Well, anything clown. That would jump out that's of the true. Road would that's be scary, true. No?
But a clown is just, there's something wrong with a nighttime yeah. with clowns.
That's true, right?
I actually don't even like daytime with clowns.
Yeah.
I don't really like clowns, to be honest. I think they're kind of freakish.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
You have they're to be freakish feet. To do that.
I don't know. But, you know, a lot of actors, God bless their souls, it's a working job.
Whoa.
So, but don't be wary of clowns, apparently. They're all over. It's spreading across the United States.
Wow.
So if that's man, your thing,
the
thing, man.
Yeah, the things that people deal with, you know, we've got so many more important things. But, hey, you got to have fun sometimes, too, right?
Is it fun?
I don't know.
I don't think that's so much fun. I think that's like the worst fear ever is like a clown suit. It's just, it shows you how weird people are in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like over 42 million people will vote for Trump. Like that's crazy. So there you go.
I know. Yeah. Trump is, he's off his rocker. I don't know what the hell his problem
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, it's easy for you to say. You're sitting here going, yeah, we won.
I'm sorry,
won,
is that called sitting pretty? I think that's what it's called. Sitting pretty, people.
Sitting pretty, huh?
When you have you have a very qualified person to take your spot.
That's true. Well, I don't know if qualified, but
you're wrong if you
more
say
qualified than the other one.
Really, because she's only had 18 positions in D.C.
Yeah, but she's, okay, but.
So sad.
Yeah. Well, you can't argue about liking someone or not liking someone. It's a question of taste.
Of
you
course,
know?
But qualification is not.
Yeah.
My God.
But no,
she's a resume that could kill anyone.
Right. But I could also bring up a lot of the negative things she's done
doesn't
over
mean
the
she
years.
Agreed, but that doesn't mean she hasn't been qualified for the position.
I don't know. I don't know if she's qualified.
Wait, can I say something else?
Yeah.
Michelle Obama switching positions. Uh-huh. She is known as the closer because she's so good at speeches, and she does very rare speeches. But in a speech stumping for Hillary in, I think, North Carolina, she said something like, where was it? She said, Hillary doesn't give up when she's beaten down. She doesn't cry foul like some people I know. And then she tap, tap, taps the microphone because Trump said his microphone was tapped or was like disabled. Oh, God, it was hilarious.
Wow.
She won't say his name, though. She says Hillary's opponent.
Right.
Which is smart because that's going to piss him off.
Yeah. But, you know, I just think if it was anybody other than Trump, she may have had a tougher time winning, you know.
I'm not going to lie. That was a very easy debate for
it
her.
It is. It's an easy election for her, I think.
Well, it's still close, sadly.
I know.
Weirdly. Yeah.
But those polls mean nothing, you know. I mean, nobody ever predicted landslides when they happened, you know.
No, I think polls have a tendency to have a larger margin of error than we even think. So it's like, I don't give a whole credence. But she did jump 10 points in a poll. Not that that means anything. I agree with you. But it shows a momentum.
Right, exactly. Or, relative to him
that
she's doing better, you know.
Yeah.
Even if the numbers are not
You know accurate. What he said to people who are dying of terminal illnesses, Trump? Mm. Hold on so you can vote for me before you die.
Oh, God.
This guy. He doesn't have a rock bottom.
No, he doesn't,
just
right?
He keeps on going. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
No, he's a clown.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the things that he does, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear you.
So a lot of stuff in the news, a lot of stuff going on. Have you heard of this website called Backpage.com?
No.
And that's like a Craigslist. And I remember it first started growing when Craigslist took out like sex ads.
Oh, yes.
Because they used to have sex ads.
Oh, yeah. It used to be real creepy. I mean, it's still kind of creepy, but yeah.
Exactly. You know, so then Backpage picked up the slack.
Oh.
Now they arrested the CEO on pimping charges.
Wait, there's a charge called pimping?
I guess,
That's the coolest charge you could ever.
Yeah, right?
Pimping charge.
Well, I guess, you know, putting people up to sex for money would be pimping.
Wow.
So, but they're accusing them of assisting child sex trafficking.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, that would be like the most awful thing you can think of.
No, that's terrible.
And the California Attorney General saying raking in millions of dollars from trafficking and exploitation of vulnerable victims is outrageous, despicable, and illegal.
Well, I'm glad they're cracking down.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
They're saying that Backpage and its executives purposely and unlawfully designed Backpage to be the world's top online brothel.
Oh, God.
You know how much money they're bringing in? They said $2 million a month.
Holy shit.
$2 million a month from
putting I'm only making $1 million a month.
And that's not enough for you,
oh,
right?
God.
How can you live on that?
I walk the streets asking for more.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, yeah, I mean, the sex trafficking and... adults and children forced into prostitution through escort ads. Mm. Wow. Mm. Mm. So the man was arrested coming back from Amsterdam. Can you imagine coming back from a vacation, getting arrested in the airport?
I always wanted to see one of those, don't you?
You're right?
You're getting your, like, your Burger King, and you see someone go down, and you're just, like, chomping on your Whopper. Yeah, fuck you, man. You shouldn't have done it. I've never seen. Or if they came on the plane and took someone
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be awesome. That would be cool. I did have a big bad experience on the plane the other time. I was sitting in the back of the plane, and a woman, right as we were taking off, had a seizure. I think I told you this. Mm-hmm. And I stood up and was able to say the words I've always wanted to say, because I'm such a drama queen. And I go, stop the plane! And then I look over to the flight attendant. I go, she's having a seizure. And I, like, hold her chin so she doesn't bite on her tongue. And I, like, get her some oxygen from the oxygen mask. We put it on her. I am not a doctor, by the way.
They clearly think I am.
And medics come on board and take her off. But I got to say, stop the plane. And I really don't think I could get any better than that.
Wow, that's true. And now you were on the tarmac when that happened?
And it was like this. And she dropped her phone. She was next to me. And I noticed she was, like, sleeping, but in a way of, like, deep sleep. And I thought to myself, wow, that's weird. She looks kind of weird. And then I was sitting next to her. My husband kind of bumped her, and she still didn't move. And then as we're taking off, we're going, she drops her phone. And no woman I know would drop her phone like this. It just slipped. And she didn't react. And I went, uh-oh. And right then I thought, stop the plane.
Really?
And she started seizing. And we got her. And I happened to be in the back of the plane right next to the oxygen tank. I put it on top of her. We protected her jaw. And I was like, oh, I also got to say, is there a doctor on board? It was awesome. And some, like, really sleepy woman was like, I'm here. She, like, came, was like, she's fine. So anyway, I'm on the plane. We take off. I'm like, I can't wait for free vodka. The plane has given me an applause. I feel like $1 million. We're in the middle of beverage service. We're about 25 minutes into the flight, and I see, we need you again. And a man has collapsed in the aisle about two rows up. Wow. And I was like, what's happening on this plane? So I had to assist him.
Wow. Very cool, though.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm good
in
emergency.
So they stopped the plane?
No, we were in the middle of the flight.
Yeah.
The
right
second
in,
time.
No, but with her. With
yeah, woman. They stopped it, and the captain came by and goes, he shook my hand and goes, thank you for your service. I'm like, wow. I'm a fucking stand-up comic. What am I doing?
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine flying maybe with a dead person the whole time? Wow.
Poo. Well, I hope she's okay. And that other guy, I hope he's okay. It was like they were dropping like flies.
Whoa.
Two of them. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, somebody tried to call in. I didn't want to cut you off, so go ahead and call back in.
Yeah.
The book, you must have heard of The Girl on the Train.
Oh, I've read it and read it and read it.
Oh, you read it?
Of course I've read
it. Okay, like everybody's read it, right? Except
yeah.
me.
I don't like the choice of Emily Blunt.
No?
No.
Who did you picture? Did you picture
of
anybody
course.
Else?
Now, here's the deal. The protagonist on the train, I won't give away anything, but she is supposed to be in the midst of a depression, alcoholic, very slobby, overweight, chubby, not happy. And you have the most beautiful Emily Blunt playing it. So you needed someone. I would have loved an unknown.
Right.
And I would have loved someone who was actually chubby, overweight.
Right. Not and could, pretty. And
yeah.
Stuff
like
that.
It's just not at all what I pictured.
Yeah.
And my book club
well,
is
let's
very
go back
upset.
To it. Really?
Yes. Very upset.
Okay. So let's see who's joining us this morning. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. This is Casey Gale.
Hey,
yes, Casey Gale, Mr. New Host
yeah.
here.
Yeah. You know, what a change the world. Live.
There you go. So we
hey, sorry. Just,
yeah.
So you never said stop the plane before. I do that all the time. I think it's the game we play, a little drinking game.
I was not.
Can get the,
I've never done it before. I felt very Air Force One, get off my plane. You know what
God,
I mean?
I know that happened to a presidential where you just yell, stop him. And he didn't get arrested for it.
No, that's and I got part. A shake of the hand and a free Delta flight.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I did. And some free vodka. So that was helpful.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I would do it just for the free vodka.
That's what I said. I go, I don't need, I thought I was just getting free vodka.
They gave you're me like, a, I'm winning.
I swear to God. It. I thought, well, now it's time for vodka. And then she goes, we need you again. And then another guy falls. I go, oh, God, more vodka.
So every time you board a flight, you're going to tell the stewardess, like, listen, I'm prepared for any situation.
I love
I'm already got to stop the plane thing down. We can do it. If you need me, I'm here, honey.
Exactly.
Exactly. Literally. There you go. There you go.
Oh, that is good stuff.
Yeah. So,
well,
Casey, let's start.
I'm glad to be part of the team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the show, Casey. What is it going to be about? By the way, for those of you who want to listen live to Casey's show, it's on at 7 tonight right
Woo-hoo!
Here on Channel 1. Fridays at 7 Pacific. So go ahead, Casey. What's the show called? What's it? What is it about?
Well, it's called Wavy Radio, and Wavy is a term that we use in the streets or the roads or the trails, as my friend Katie says, because she's from the mountains. And it's just a way of saying something's fresh, hip, current.
I
you
like
know,
that.
People are doing something cool, so we just say you're wavy.
Ooh.
You know, just a new way of, you know, showing cool people and positive people. And we just want to have a good format where people could come in. We're going to be dealing with a lot of artists, like writers,
awesome,
painters, comedians.
I see a spot.
You know, and just give them somewhere where they can, like, you know, bring out their. Well, I have a lot of friends in these industries, so I just want to help my starving friends get off my couch. Yeah.
There you go. You're going to have any porn stars occasionally on
God,
the show?
No.
Well, that's the whole reason why I did the show. I want to have porn stars come on. I mean, where else can I meet porn stars but LA Talk Radio?
Yeah. I can't believe she just said no because I've been in talks with people to start sending porn stars on the show again.
Jesus Christ.
She's telling
to
me
a feminist
no. Okay,
liberal.
So we'll do it
no,
once
No, we
a
can,
month.
Whatever.
You'll see
care.
How much fun they are.
I'm
They're
sure.
Amazing.
I'm
it
sure.
It has nothing to do with feminism. And besides, you'll have a chance to give your two cents.
No,
know?
I, hey,
yeah.
More power to them.
Yeah. But Casey, so you're going
to
have all kinds of people on the show. You should even invite me on sometime, man. But first, get all the people that you can on. And I'm going to be listening. In fact, I'm going to be here. So everybody should tune in. LA Talk Radio,
yeah,
7 o'clock
in.
Tonight.
I'm going to try not to. And my mother said don't embarrass the family. So that's the only thing I've been told.
That's fine. You
so
can do that. That's
be fine.
Fine. Yeah. I've been saying things are rad when I wanted to say cool or hip. Is that not wavy? Have I been looking like an asshole?
I still throw rad out there.
Okay.
I'm an 80s product.
Me too.
I'm
me
a
too.
Product of Reaganomics, so
okay.
Rad is worse.
That's what
to
I
me.
Thought. Okay. But some people are like, please don't say that. It's so mean.
Oh, really?
But like wavy. Just, yeah, wavy.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Wavy's great.
She said rad.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
still 84.
Yeah.
I just like that. I like that cool is back because cool was out for many years.
I have to disagree.
And
I don't think cool was out.
Cool was out after
well,
the
cool
70s, I'm telling
out.
You.
Cool was never out.
Really?
Never.
Okay, I felt it was because we used cool so much in the 70s, and then it's sort of like people would look at me like, cool? No,
really?
This is rad. This is this. Oh, this is that.
Wavy.
Wavy. Now it's wavy.
It's wavy. You're wavy. You know, like sometimes, like if I see someone with a nice hairstyle, like Tori, I'm like, ooh, she's looking wavy. That's a wavy girl.
There you go. You see?
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, keep them compliments coming.
Yeah.
She loves those, man.
It's so
oh,
true.
No, I'm impressed with her. She is very, very funny.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whenever I get a chance to listen, because everybody knows my day job is very
busy.
Demanding.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, but I have fun, and I'm very impressed with her. Very impressed.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You know, everybody loves her.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
everybody you. Loves Tori unanimously, so
yeah, guys.
There you go.
Tori,
you
know? Yeah.
Tori, you can send that check to...
Yeah, right. Where should I meet
amendment.
You in the back? Yeah, where should I meet you in the back? Yeah,
for the promotion.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. I want to see Tori. I had an opportunity, but it didn't work. I wanted to go see you, but...
Oh, I'm on.
I guess I flaked.
No, it's okay. You were a cornflake. Everyone's a cornflake
in LA.
Yeah,
you're
going to
come with me.
tomorrow she, night at 10. If you're, it's Saturday night at the Viper Room. I'm performing Saturday night. So, but it, if you can't make it, I get it. Like, LA is made out of people who can't get from one area to the other. It's very hard. I get it. I get it.
Oh, there's just a lot to do, but maybe I'll talk KC
like
to come in with me.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I feel bad. Like, my friends are in Santa Monica, and I'm like, you could be in Fallujah if I can't get to Santa Monica. What are you talking about? It's too far.
Isn't that crazy, though? Yeah. People in LA were so like, you could be 15 minutes away. Oh, they're like, you're going to come to, like, oh, man, I can't.
Too long, right?
My God.
But Casey, maybe I'll talk you into going with me tomorrow night. Yeah, we can see Tori finally, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be pretty
we'll
cool.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's see how tonight goes at the show if no one's looking for me after the show.
That's right.
One thing I'm really worried about, guys, I have to change names to stories. I think.
To what?
Because I have to... because I have so many stories to tell, and I'm worried about the names.
Oh, yeah. You know, changing names.
How do I handle that, Sam?
You just name them all Gary. I always use Gary as my improv name, so it's always Gary or Bessie. Just use those names.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, there you
that's
go. Find
great
something.
Advice.
Anytime.
Yeah.
That's great advice.
Gary's always
you don't
funny.
Know how,
yeah.
I lost sleep last night thinking about that. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Or you can just describe him as the bitch, the narcissist, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't
Gary,
need to use
the
names.
Bitch. One of the two.
But
it's
there's a lot
be to interesting.
Yeah,
I'm excited though. I'm gonna have a co-host by the name of Adrian and another co-host by my cousin Marcus.
Oh, nice.
Adrian, she's a very talented painter.
Ooh.
She does like hip hop paintings.
Oh wow,
she's very talented.
I wonder what
from
that
Miami.
Is.
Yeah, is that to music and, or what does she do?
She just does portraits of stuff.
Oh,
like
wow.
You know, she has some like Tupac and like some current rappers and
awesome.
Jay-Z and Beyonce. Some beautiful work. I know, talented people like that who paint, who can do a picture, my brain doesn't think like that.
I
just cannot. I don't know where to start.
I know. I know. It's like. It's like
if
people
I can't
who,
trace it, I don't know how I can do it.
Yeah, I agree. When people, like, for instance, like are great at like a specific part of math, I'm like, I don't have anything in common with you.
Like,
they're just amazing in math. I'm like, I don't get you.
Like what kind of super gene is
in
your body
what
where
is
you
it?
Can do that?
Yeah, I can't relate to you at all.
But I've done some wonderful art. After a six-pack, I've done some great abstract art. Just groundbreaking.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Only stuff your mother would be like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My mother was like, you are probably not going to be an artist. She just told me straight up.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Casey, this is awesome, man. So, and we'd love to have you on the show sometimes. It's just that your work.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I felt so comfortable. I wanted to take over your show. This is called the Casey. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, Casey.
You guys
I mean,
are beautiful people.
Yeah,
I have some people here in my office looking at me like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Get off the friggin' phone. All right, everybody, tune in to KC for
Man.
I'll talk to you guys when you get out.
Okay, bye. All right, people. So tune in. Casey's a lot of fun.
That's
he's
exciting.
A good friend of mine. We've become good friends.
He seems really natural, doesn't he?
Yeah, he is. You know,
he's very natural on the
he's
phone,
very
on
cool.
the radio.
Yeah, he's a very unique person. He was born in Jamaica.
Oh wow!
And so yeah, he's got a style to him.
I like
you
that.
Know?
Like background
swag.
Yeah, he's kind of wavy. I like that, man. Now it could be anything though. Like I feel like the next year is gonna be like you're super bonsai. Like it's gonna be some
yeah,
random
might as well be anything, right?
Literally anything.
I know. Where does wavy come from? But he had to explain it to me. I didn't know.
I love it. And wavy radio sounds super groovy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. So tune in and see what's going on. Casey's entertaining.
There you go.
So we were on the girl on the train. So you were describing that. And you said that Emily Blunt was not necessarily the right casting for it.
Right. And don't get me wrong. Emily Blunt is a freakishly good actress.
Yeah, she is.
She's freakishly good.
Right.
But she does not portray sadness. And the whole idea on her on the train is an isolation from society. And the whole idea is because she is losing her grip with society.
Oh, wow.
And for her to have this, like, beautiful woman who has, like, a great life be the girl on the train. I just don't.
Yeah.
I can't. I won't. I don't like it.
But they didn't make her look pretty. I mean, that means.
Cheekbones could slice cheese. She looks gorgeous no matter what. I mean, she is supposed to be the character a slob. Like in the depths of a depression, with nowhere to go, no job, and she rides the train. So it's like this.
Yeah.
It's just
shows
hard.
You in movies how everybody's always got to be good looking.
So
you know?
That's right. And I like that we have new shows where there's like, for instance, bigger people, or like, I just like that I'm seeing more representation of more normalcy. Like, there's a new show out called Insecure on HBO, and Issa Rae is the writer, and she's this black 29-year-old, and she's just, she's not super skinny or super, she's just a normal human being, and it's like, oh, I know that girl. Right. So it's like, I wish they would have done something a little bit more like that.
Right. Wow.
So, I mean, I like Emily
Blunt. Hollywood, you know?
Yeah, but get me someone like...
They need someone who's going to bring in the money, you know?
Yeah, but I know.
So they have to put beautiful, popular people
but
there.
But she's like, all right.
I know, but that's what ruins the movies, you know? And that's why it's getting bad reviews, actually.
Is
the
it?
The movie is getting bad reviews. The book, you can't argue with. It's been on the...
I love the book.
The best-selling list since January 2015, I think.
Yeah, and it came right after Gone Girl, which, of course, was wonderful. I feel like at that time, it was a couple years ago... Anything with the word girl in it was like, and a thriller, everybody was buying it. But
right.
Gone Girl came out, then Girl on a Train. Missing right. Girls was also popular, Lucky Girls. But it's an excellent book. I highly suggest.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's very, it's one of those ones you can't, do you trust the narrator? Do you not trust the narrator? It's very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. So I highly recommend the book.
People should read that.
Yeah.
Now, it's not necessarily a female book, right? Or would you say it is?
No, it's a pretty intense thriller. So it's
really? Because I think mostly women have read this.
Well, it's also a female author, so it was sort of a big deal with for female, you know, it was a good book club if you're in a female book club, but it's if you pick it up, male, female, transgender, whatever, you can't put it down. It's one of those that you have to finish by nighttime, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out and see, but it definitely reminds you of The Rear Window.
Absolutely.
By Hitchcock, right?
Yeah.
It's the same idea.
Same idea of the viewpoint
like
from
something
afar.
Through a window.
And not seeing the whole picture from the whole window. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of an uptake on that. It's really just very well written.
Yeah.
And there is a cool website I want to say. There's one, it's called whattoreadnext.com. whatshouldireadnext.com.
Oh.
And you literally put in the name of the book, like Girl on a Train, if you liked it, and it tells you like 10 books that are like it.
Like it.
And I'm like, oh, that's so smart.
That is. But you can go to Amazon and do the same thing.
Yeah, but this one's nicer.
Yeah, okay. And besides, give a chance to people other than Amazon for
And it's easier to read the interface. It's like, whatshouldireadnext.com, and you put
it in. That's cool.
Yeah.
And it's focused on books and people. And
yeah. And then it links you to the book to Amazon, probably. So.
Yeah.
But it's a cool website for anyone who's trouble finding books or where to go next on your books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, I don't know if I'll actually see the movie. Maybe I will, you know. I don't know if I have the patience for that entire book, but maybe, I mean, is it pretty fast-paced?
It's super fast-paced.
Is it?
It's almost feels almost like an episodic, like a CSI cut in a much better way, but it's quick. Everything happened. No, there's no slow trodging through hard language. It's a page turner.
Mm.
Yeah. It's good.
Wow.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, I know, but the basic idea, but I don't want to know more.
Right.
I imagine there's probably like police involved in investigations. And
I don't
like
know.
That.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think. I'm seeing like
no,
guys.
No, it is a suspenseful thriller. I mean,
right.
There's horror and there's some gore. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So that's quite a story.
Hardcore,
there.
Yeah.
Girl on the Train.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a lot of other interesting things here. A short story, I guess the Rolling Stones are about to release their first album.
Yeah, Blue and Lonesome, is that what it is?
Yeah. And the first album in 11 years.
Wow.
And
I'm just glad
to
they're
be released
alive,
December 2nd. I know.
I'm just glad they're standing.
They look great. You know, not that I necessarily like their music.
Yeah.
Or I do, but not. I like some songs, mm-hmm. but it's not like I'll put on a Rolling Stones album and listen to the whole
mm-hmm.
thing. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
not like I like them that
mm-hmm.
much. But God, they're significant.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, they're iconic.
Very,
but Keith Richards looks like he is.
He looks like he's in his third lifetime already,
I can't,
right?
I don't. Yeah.
Been through hell and back.
He looks like a pile of dust with some glasses. It's amazing. His skin is like pure leather.
Yeah, right?
Unbelievable.
But it shows you don't have to die young after you do all the shitty stuff.
And he's making more records. How awesome is that?
Right. And Mick Jagger, I mean, my God, he's like, what, 70-something?
This man
probably?
Is incredible.
Yeah.
It's like McCartney when he...
They're ageless, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
They're ageless because they keep themselves young with the young women, too. You see, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I
that's
know what
it.
I'm talking about.
It's not Botox. It's the young women. That's it.
It is. I'm telling you, you don't know.
Oh, okay.
Wait till you're in your 50s. I hope you have somebody that you don't have to look for anybody.
I'm married. I'm good.
No, that's
somebody.
True, and I hope you stay that way.
Me too.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know. But
no, life is hard. I can imagine. It's hard out
look,
there.
Look, when you're getting older, it's tough.
And you don't have a mate. I can understand. That's not easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel you. I completely empathize.
So last night I did not go to the Great Love Debate.
I was wondering.
Yeah, because I ended up, I would have had to go alone because my companion was had to bail out last minute. So I thought, should I go, should I not go? And then I went back into my memories and realized that every time I go alone to a place like this, I get depressed.
Yeah,
and I just
maybe
leave.
Totally.
You feel lonely.
Yeah,
you know,
it,
you
it almost like focuses in on the isolation. Yeah,
right. You don't focus on what you're doing.
Right.
And so you might walk in. First of all, if you get it there early, then everybody's just standing around talking. And if there's nobody there, you know, I figured, look, there's a few people there that I know, but I still didn't want to go there. Just alone.
Yeah, I feel you. I think use your intuition. Yes or no? I totally get that.
Yeah, I didn't want to stick to the people I know. I mean, for crying out loud, you know. If you go with a guy, it's something else.
What about, have you ever done a speed date?
I want to.
I think that'd be good for you because your attention span is so small.
I know, right?
You could be like great at it.
And not only that, but I know in 2 seconds if I want the person or not.
Exactly.
You know?
I feel
most people are like that.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, look, you can have a blind date. The moment you see them, you're already like, no, this is not.
Well, there's something about chemistry that it's there or it's not. But I do have to say, my husband and I dated. I mean, we're very close friends. And everyone's like, why don't you date him? He's so hot. And I'm like, no. Like, I didn't see him in that way. So it was until he went off with that other blonde for a day, I was like, get back here.
Whoa.
And all of a sudden he was like the hottest person on earth. But it,
so you started noticing.
Yeah, but it took a long time. So what I'm saying, it isn't in 2 seconds. Sometimes it does take time.
True.
But I think there is chemistry or not right away. I mean, we would see each other every day. We really liked being around each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you'd know that pretty quick. Yeah.
That's a good reason to get married. If you enjoy being with each other.
The best time of my life is when I'm with him. It's the best.
That's awesome. You see, you're very fortunate.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been married?
So it's going to be 3 years in October.
Three.
I mean, in, you know, a couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
And so you know how each year has like a thing? So the first year anniversary, you're supposed to get the person paper. And it goes up to, from there. So the second was cotton. And then your 50th anniversary is diamonds. And it goes to sapphires and rubies and glass and stuff.
Okay.
China, good China. All so the third year anniversary is leather.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, all right.
All right. I can tell you where you can get the whips and chains too, you know?
It's exciting, the leather one. Paper was not that exciting for our first year anniversary. I wrote him like a post-it or something.
Yeah, what is it? Like put a paper bag on your head
or
something?
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Leather has definitely more uses.
So much more. So much more. So I'm excited for leather. I'll probably get like a watch or something. So boring. No.
No, tell him you want a tight leather suit.
Whoopsh, that's right.
Yeah, like Catwoman or something.
Wow. That was such a weird...
I know.
Sorry about that.
I know. Or 50 Shades of Grey, that had some leather in it too, right?
Yeah.
The whips, whatever he was whipping her with.
Yeah. That book I didn't read.
The movie, though. I never read the book.
I didn't see the movie either.
You didn't see the movie?
No.
Oh, you should see it. If only for Dakota. I mean, she's so cute. No, she's perfect for the role because she's so innocent.
Yeah.
And this guy gets her into this really hardcore.
Yeah, I know that. I hear that. And she's Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson's
Don
daughter.
Don Johnson's daughter.
How interesting. I had no idea.
You've never seen her in a movie, huh?
No.
Because I hadn't before that.
That was like her first film.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. That like made her. But she wasn't well reviewed for her acting skills.
No, okay. That's true when I think about it.
She's a bit flat in terms of like her dimensions.
I'm trying to remember, Yeah, she wasn't. I felt the guy was like that. I mean, like the guy I could connect.
Well, he has like a mask on the whole time, like an internal metaphorical mask of like not showing emotion. I don't know. Who
That's
knows?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't have 50 Shades of anything. He was just like, hey.
I know.
Yeah.
And she's just there, and you go, how could she fall for this? You know, but she is.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. But not a movie for feminists.
Or is it? You know.
Yeah, she I don't know it. If she falls for it.
She liked it. Why not?
Yeah.
Feminist means you don't have to be a dominatrix. You can be submissive if you like it.
Oh,
it just means what you want to do.
It's sex, I guess.
Whatever you
want. People like to switch roles all the time.
If you're submissive, more power to you.
Right.
Or less
power
because you probably don't want it.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I could see the turn on being sexually submissive and stuff, but I never go as far as those, tying people down.
It's
and
a lot of effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not only that, but that doesn't turn me on. What turns me on is the sex part, you know? So the sex can be domination without all these toys.
But
you
some
know?
People, like we're talking, some people have fetishes where you have like the furry fetishes. Some people love those gadgets and shit. They wrap people up. It's like so annoying.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and there's a lot of kinks, but, But I think as far as like the woman taking over in bed and stuff with just plain vanilla sex is such a turn on.
Plain,
you know?
Vanilla sex. I've never heard that. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you know.
So good news switching. Yeah. Ben and Jerry's have endorsed Black Lives Matter, which is very cool.
Oh, wow.
And they're coming out with new platform. But they are always such an interesting group, Ben and Jerry's. My friend from high school is on the board of Ben and Jerry's, and they are such a cool place to work.
Yeah?
Oh, it's just a rad, hippy-dippy environment.
Yeah.
So it's very cool. So that's cool. Okay. Maybe some new ice cream in the future.
Yeah. All right. Well, I can go with that, I guess. I don't care. It's one of those things that don't really matter to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, I love ice cream, but if you're going to call it Black Lives Matter.
What if it had great chocolate mix of nuts and things like that?
I don't know. It's pretty controversial, this Black Lives Matter.
I think so, too. But Ben and Jerry's have never really shied away from that, which is very cool.
That's true, right?
Yeah. They've always been on the forefront politically, and they've stood up for their... I mean, they're very Bernie Sanders. They're in Vermont.
Right.
You know, they're very liberal. So it's just a cool, different thing.
Yeah. This whole country is friggin' liberal. Or maybe you're just pointing it out to me more.
No, there's... Yeah, it's getting more and more left, I think.
Yeah. So let's see. There's more stuff here that I wanted to bring up. Oh, I guess town hall debate this Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know what time? Is it on? It's probably going to be on. It's probably not on CNN again, is it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, who knows? I'm looking here, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, we'll just find it everywhere.
Yeah, right. I don't know these things anymore.
So it's a town hall thing, and I think I want to see that one. That one is probably not going to be as boring.
Oh, God, it's going to be so theatrical.
Right?
Yeah, and there's been major moments that in these town hall that are pretty iconic. Like, if you remember Ron Lazio walking up to Hillary Clinton to show her a piece of paper and was like, "Can't you read this?" And I was like, damn, he was so aggressive, and he lost terribly in that debate. Mm. And remember Al Gore, like, walked straight up to George Bush, and George Bush just goes, "Hello." Like, so it's going to be wacky.
Yeah.
So
that's true. With the stools that they sit on.
Yeah. It's just, why not? I know the stools. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Hmm. Was that the one where put Quayle down about John Kennedy, and he says, "I knew John Kennedy, and you're no John Kennedy."
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
There's some great moments in debates. There's some really famous, like, you can do a whole dissertation on fame on debates and how they look and the videos. And like, for instance, Nixon and JFK, the big debate was, it was the first televised debate. And they said, "Gentlemen, do you want makeup?" And Kennedy goes, "Of course not. I'm a man." And Nixon was like, "Well, no, I don't want it either." And then Kennedy goes backstage and gets a full head of makeup and hair, because of course you need makeup for TV. Uh-huh. And Nixon shows up and he's sweating, and he looks dreadfully white because he didn't do makeup.
Yeah.
So that started the televised version. So if you heard it on the radio, people say Nixon won. But if you watched it, Kennedy won. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I know. And now there's cameras everywhere. So so there we go. We're a totally different society now. Wow. So what else? So we were talking about the great love debate. Did I finish talking about that? I didn't really. I wanted to... How did we jump from one thing to another? I don't know how I ended up on this thing where I still wanted to talk about the great love debate. So what that is a gathering of people. It's like a show, and there's an organizer who thinks he's a big hot shot. And we've had him on the show a couple times, but I don't like him for a few reasons. And I still would go to his events because I figured, you know, there's single women there. But last night I also thought, I don't think I want to honor him with my presence once again, you know? Fuck it. I'll find him somewhere else. But because he keeps getting under my skin, you know?
So move on.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. But it is a place to go and meet people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll come to the Viper Room and maybe meet somebody there. Who knows?
Come on. These people are very funny.
Yeah, that's true. So how long did you sit there?
I don't ever know. I don't know. It could be probably 5 to 7, somewhere in there.
Oh, really?
Minutes, yeah.
But you have to prepare it for the for the whole seven.
Yeah, you have a tight 5 minute set, a tight 6 minute set, a tight 7 minute set. So you're ready for whatever.
Now, do you do the same one when you're at different places?
Yeah, when you start off, you want to have a really strong set that really brands you really well. Mm. But you do want to sprinkle in. But you have your strong core first, maybe last jokes set.
Right.
So yeah.
But then if you go back to the same place, you'll probably want to change it up.
Yeah, and
you can
change the orders. But a lot of people, if you want to make a brand or voice for yourself, you do have to tend to repeat yourself a lot in the beginning.
Like a song or
something,
right?
Yeah, like you really do. Yeah, like it's like you got to get the theme, the voice, the, you know, are you a spicy, sexy stand-up? I'm more like observational about some funny things. I'm more like Ellen DeGeneres. Like it's really not very, I'm blue, but I'm not like dirty, but I'm just observational. So right. You kind of have to make that your voice for a little bit until you get a little bit more well-known.
Mm. Very interesting.
Yeah, so that's
cool.
See,
I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would always think that, you know, even the funniest people or even the greatest musicians, you have to do the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And it gets old,
it
you
gets
know?
It gets really old.
Right?
Yeah.
So then you have to change it up because otherwise if you're bored with it, then the audience will be
bored.
Oh,
if you're bored, you're the last person in the room to know. If you're bored, everyone else is bored with it. So you really have to come up with ways, or you have to use the audience. Maybe you can crowd work. So you just have to come up with ways of keeping it fresh. But that's like Billy Joel always has to play Piano Man, like when he goes on concert tour, you know?
Exactly.
And he's got to come up with ways to make it interesting.
Yeah, so that's why they like to play new stuff, and usually the fans don't.
Yeah, we're like, get
that.
Back to Piano Man.
Exactly. Give me the songs I know and love.
Exactly. True.
Yeah. So they're talking about this girl, this French girl, an Instagram star, and it's not what she seems. She's not what she seems. And what they're saying is they've published pictures of this girl. She's very cute in the pool, in the bathtub, in the lake. And one common thing to all the pictures is that she's holding an alcoholic beverage in each one of them. And so this is not a real girl, but this is a campaign to show people that it's too easy to miss the signs of addiction.
Huh.
So, like, for example, so we have to be more aware of what we're seeing and everything.
Oh,
it's true. I'm looking at every picture they're showing here. She has a drink in her hand.
So it's like an Instagram, like, PSA kind of thing?
Probably, okay. Yeah, probably. And they're trying to make a point, I guess. I mean, she's drinking cocktails on yachts, eating at chic restaurants. And the 25-year-old Parisian racked up to more than 50,000 followers after joining the site on August 1st.
How'd she get that many people?
You see, that's what I'm saying. All you have to do is be in bikinis and stuff and be cute, and you get that many guys.
There you go.
I'm telling you, it doesn't take very much. Yeah. I mean, you know, two bumps of flesh and a few folds of flesh, and a man loses every reason, every logic, every common sense, and just wants to bang.
That's you, not every man.
I'm telling you, every man.
All
you
right.
don't know that.
Right.
Okay, women don't understand. That's one thing women don't understand about guys. I don't care who it is. Any guy wants to get laid anytime, any moment. They think about sex all the time. Mm. And
they're all the
care.
Same. They have no difference. That's
exactly.
a huge generalization.
Yeah, exactly. There's no difference. We're all dogs.
Oh, I see.
It's pretty basic.
There you go.
Well, that's my opinion. You know, we know we're only saying our opinions here.
Of course.
Yeah. So let's see. Weekend coming up. Do I have any plans? No, I do not. What about you? Anything?
Stand up. That's all I'm doing.
Stand up. So that's my plan.
Yeah.
I have to remember that.
You have a plan now.
I'm telling you, I have the memory of a goldfish, right? Like Dory.
Very. Yeah.
She's not a goldfish, but
so
her
funny.
Memory.
That's Ellen. I love her.
Right?
I love Dory. Keep on swimming, man.
I know. I need to see Finding Dory.
Ugh, I haven't seen it either. One. Finding Nemo's great.
Yeah, you
Albert
see,
Brooks.
When you have little kids, you have a reason to go see you feel okay about it.
Yeah, it's not like you're the creepy dude going to see Finding Dory alone.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just trying to find Dory. Get out of here, weirdo. And you show up in a van, unmarked.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Also, you have to be watchful of who you're following on on social media and what they're showing you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they're just showing you what they want you to see.
It's all ads. Yeah, the whole thing.
Either that or, I mean, the people that are on Instagram, the real people, they only show you what they want you to see. You know? You don't see. So that's why you think everybody's life is amazing.
Yeah, because it's curated to show the wins. You don't ever, ever see them in a bad hair day sitting down when they got up. Yeah,
exactly. And so that's, that's same a problem. Thing, you know?
And that makes, what does that make young, especially women, think? Oh, that if I don't look like that and I'm not perfect in every way at all times, I'm ugly.
Exactly.
So it's insane.
That's terrible.
It's insane.
It's terrible. But that's the way it works, though. I mean, you can't argue with the fact that you put in a pretty woman there on Instagram, on Facebook, she gets like 2,000 likes in an hour.
But she, I get that. I understand sex sells. I'm never going to tell you that sex doesn't sell. I just, I think we should worry about not just the men ogling, but what it does to the perception of females.
Absolutely.
Which is not easy.
So why, but shouldn't those women that pose like that take a certain responsibility?
And some of them do. Some show they're untouched. Some show like they do like no, Alicia Keys, she's doing no makeup. She goes to award shows, no makeup. Like, she's beautiful, but she's just, I'm not going to wear makeup. Or Solange has, Knowles has a new song out, Don't Touch My Hair. And it's all about the presence and pride of black hair. And it's like, that is taking responsibility. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes you just want Heidi Klum in some, in a lacy thong. I get it.
Yeah.
it's just to be present and thoughtful of what it does to, you know, women looking at it. That's half the audience, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because you, the expectations are outrageous.
They really are, yeah. I feel
you can't have a fold. You can't have a bump.
Yeah.
God forbid.
I know.
That's why I joined the radio.
Anyway, folks, thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend. Tori, be successful on Saturday.
Thank you.
I'll come to support you.
Woo-hoo!
10 o'clock at the Viper Room. If you're in LA, please be there.
Yes.
You'll get to meet two of your favorite hosts.
There you go.
Right there. And so that's it. See you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.